morning in 1942. A mother was blessed with a son who grew up to be young, gifted and brown, with the strength to tear a mountain down, with a voice so young and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Yeah,
young, gifted and proud.
And as he grew up,
Gabi Sinyong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we'll have a review of recently completed 4th annual Minnesota Lumpia Festival, which took place earlier this day, along with the community announcements of some major community events that are taking place here in Minnesota during July, along with a plethora of music, and also news from our news desk. But as we spoke about a few moments earlier, the 4th annual Minnesota Lumpia Festival took place this Sunday from 12 to 5 p.m. at the Riverfront Memorial Park in Anoka, Minnesota. This is a change of venues from the original location that was in Chaplin, Minnesota. According to one of the co-organizers of the event, they felt that this kind of gave that hometown feel for her memories of growing up in the Tondo part of Manila. For those of you that might not be familiar with the Tondo part, if my memory serves me correctly, if you are a fan of basketball, or if you've seen Joe Coy's Netflix special In His Elements, there's a place called The Tenement out there where on the basketball court in this apartment complex that they've done very big murals of majority of time basketball players. So when Kobe Bryant passed away, they did a large mural of Kobe Bryant. When Joe Coy was performing there during in his Element tour of the Philippines, they had a big image of Joe Coy as well. But for the organizer Vera, who had been on our show a few years back to talk about her book and the Lumpia Festival, this was a change in venues, a little more of a city aspect in the main street of downtown Anoka. You had karaoke contest, you had performances from the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans, along with a Chinese dance troupe that did a dragon dance. I think they've done it every year of the festival. I think this year they had an increase in attendance from last year. I think the newness of it for the people of Anoka, along with the heat not being extremely warm as it was last year. I think it was in the upper 90s during the festival last year. And then you had the annual lumpia eating contest where the person who won the contest is quite dominant. the strategy for the lumpia eating contest is to eat 25 lumpias. Lumpias are the Filipino version of the egg roll in 8 minutes. This young man, I believe, for the fourth time in a row, finished eating his lumpias in around 4 minutes. And I believe the person who finished in second finished around 6 minutes. This is the second time I officially participated in the lumpia contest. And by the time the second person had won, I had got down to 13 of 25 lumpias that I have ate. I barely ate this morning to see if that would help in any way, and it did a little bit. I don't think you should go into an eating contest completely nothing in your stomach, but I believe this guy basically inhaled those lumpias. I think he might have drunk some water to help it go down, but man, it is definitely kudos that goes out to him and anybody who can do an eating challenge like this and not, for all intents and purposes, throw up on the spot after eating such an immense amount of food. But kudos go out to the Minnesota Lumpia Festival and their planning committee for doing this event in a new location on a different day. This is an event that had, in the past, had taken place on a Saturday. It took place on a Sunday. I think one difference that you saw this year is there was an area last year where it was dedicated for most of the food vendors, food trucks, and then there was an indoor venue for maybe one or two food vendors and a lot of different varieties of vendors as well. But this year, those were completely outside. The one thing I did notice, as opposed to other years, was a lesser amount of other Filipino-owned food vendors at the event. This year, you only really had two, Kumain, which is one of the sponsors of the event, because one of their their owners, Josie, is one of the organizers of the Lumpia Festival, along with Marla, who creates some sweet dishes for those who enjoy the sweet treats of the Philippines in terms of baked dishes. But not as many Filipino vendors at the event. I know that one of the food trucks there did have their version of Halo Halo as well. Hopefully in the future with the Minnesota Lumpia Festival, we're able to get more and more Filipino vendors out there as well. Because sometimes when you take out the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans dancing, there isn't as much Filipino-inspired things there, per se, that you might think would be there. You do have Jeff Wagner, who is a news reporter, news anchor on Channel 4, has served as an MC for the second time there. But that's the one thing I think is kind of missing from the Minnesota Lumpia Festival is a lack of other Filipino businesses out there, whether it be food vendors or other vendors of the sort. And there are a lot of really talented Filipino artists, whether it be singers, whether it be bands, whether it be rappers, whether it be artists. And I think you have a year to plan this, and it's basically a committee of three women who put this event together, and by all means, kudos to them for putting the event together. But I know that there is so much more potential that they could do in regards to this event to make their event shine like no other out there, especially in the Northern Metro. But as we said here on the Philippine American National News, there are three other events going on in the community that will be coming up in the month of July. The first of which is the annual Karanderia. which will be taking place at the Philippine Center of Minnesota on July the 12th from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Generally, this is the first week of the month, but with the 4th of July falling on the opening weekend of July, I think it'd be a good marketing decision not to do the event that weekend because more people are either out of town or they will be having their own festivities that they do as well. But speaking of the largest attended Filipino community event that takes place on one single day, that is the annual Philippine Day, which is presented by the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans. And this year, this will be taking place on Saturday, July the 18th. It is at a new location. It was previously in Woodbury, Minnesota, but this year it will be at the Egan Central Park Festival Grounds from 3 to 8 p.m. And if you're looking for more information in regards to this event, you can go to philippineday.csfamn.org. And you can also go to their social medias as well on Facebook and on Instagram. And on Facebook, I know you will see some of the food vendors that they've revealed and some of the artists that'll be performing at the annual talent show, variety show that takes place during that day. And speaking of the largest two-day gathering in the Filipino-American community, the 20th annual Phil Minnesota Basketball Invitational will be taking place from July 25th through the 26th. And this will be taking place at the brand new Legacy Hoops Basketball Academy at 15400 Venture Lane in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. As in previous years, there will be an open 6 feet, an under division, and masters division. And for more information in regards to this event, you can contact the likes of Boo at 763-528-5768. Or you can contact Eileen at 612-405-4475. And for those of you that are not familiar with the newest location in terms of the Legacy Hoops Academy, this is a thing that they've been working on. I believe that there are about 5 total courts in this gym, 5 or 6, I think, 5 at the very least, state-of-the-art facility. I know FMA, the Phil Minnesota, will always try to do their best in terms of trying to get the best talent out there, not only from the Filipino-American community here, but potentially out of state, which also brings a unique flavor, a new unique sort of competitiveness to the tournaments. And kudos to Budava, Rhea Duvas, some of the original organizers of the Phil Minnesota Basketball Invitational. It is the 20th anniversary. If it weren't for that dang COVID, this would be actually the 21st anniversary of the tournament. But you've kind of seen the evolution of Filipino-American basketball from here in Minnesota. You've seen young men and young women participate on the varsity level, some of which are playing in college, and you have people playing in college also in the Philippines as well, and even playing professional in the Philippines. So you've seen many young people, older people come together for this weekend. That's been a weekend of fun, excitement, intensity that has taken place over the course of 21 years. So kudos once again to the organizers of the FMA Basketball Invitational. Hopefully we'll have Boo and some of the organizers and maybe some of the players through the years talk about what the impact of this tournament has had on the Filipino-American community here. Without this tournament, without these organizers, these other groups that host basketball tournaments or leagues would not exist if it weren't for the FMA BI, as it's known. But for right now, we're going to play a song by the name of the artist, Sambagita. And this song is entitled Da'o. Sambagita with Da'o. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and searching the Filipino American National News. Also can be found via the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. Our shows are archived up to 2 weeks on those platforms. And you can also find us on both Instagram and Facebook. And if we're able to record our interviews, you will find most of those interviews that are video recorded on Facebook. But right now, we'll head over to the news desk. Japan, the Philippines, and Nicaragua, three countries along the Pacific Rim of fire, were struck by earthquakes Friday, adding to a week of heightened seismic activity, including major earthquakes that devastated Venezuela. The Pacific Rim of Fire is a massive 25,000-mile ring of volcanoes and tectonic plates, boundaries where 90% of the world's earthquakes occur. A magnitude 5.7 quake struck about 4 miles north of Oshino, Japan, at a depth of 32 miles around 10:30 p.m. local time, and was felt in Tokyo, according to the USGS. No damage has been reported. Earlier, a magnitude 6.5 earthquake struck 33 miles below the surface just off southern coast of Mindanao in the southern Philippines around 7:30 p.m. local time Friday. There was no immediate word on the extent of any damage or injuries. The quake struck in the same region as a magnitude 7.8 earthquake on June 8 that killed at least 61 people. Meanwhile, in Nicaragua, registered a magnitude 5.2 earthquake at the depth of 75 miles, about 20 miles southwest of the capital of Managua, with no significant damages reported. Those strong earthquakes follow a major earthquakes in Venezuela and Japan earlier this week. The back-to-back magnitude 7.0-plus earthquakes that struck Venezuela midweek was the strongest to hit the country since 1900. But for right now, we're going to head over to our second song of the evening. It is from an artist by the name of Coritha. And the name of this song is Oras Na.
Eat.
With their song Oras Na. We're coming quite close to the end of the Filipino American National News, and we're going to end the show with a song from a group known as Asin. Asin, that translates into English, is salt, and this is their song entitled Pagasa. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Are you listening to Fresh Air Community Radio? KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis or online at kfai.org? Well, so am I.
Me too!
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground. A compendium of audio theater, comedy, and the audio arts. With your host, Jerry Stearns.